Good afternoon, University of Nottingham, and welcome to your Wednesday's edition of The Pulse. My name is India, and with me today I have Courtney, Owen and Ingrid, and our special guest, a big warm welcome to our SU president, James Collier.
Community officer.
And our SU president. Community officer.
So it's come surprise to promotion.
I mean, you can give me a promotion if you want.
We'll just throw the roles about.
He has come to provide his thoughts and opinions on the extortionate bus fares that our students in Nottingham have had to pay this year. So we're really grateful that James has been available to come on the show today, and Courtney's got some questions for him.
Thank you for joining us, Jacob. I've just got a few questions about it. I want to know more about it. Sure. So why did you decide to set up the petition in the first place?
Well, obviously, students had contacted me because they'd got on the bus and it was 170 and they were a bit annoyed about it, and so there was quite a lot of people on buy sell that said, you know, can you do something about it? And so I thought the best way is to get a petition up to see how many people were interested, and yeah, there was quite a lot of feedback on it, so we decided that we should meet NCT.
Yeah, brilliant. And what have the outcomes been from setting up that petition?
So there's been a number of things. Unfortunately, we haven't managed to get a reduction in the fare.
That's a shame.
Which I kind of expected, yeah. Because they've plastered it all over the buses and stuff. But we have made it easier for students if you do want to get the student ticket on the mobile app. Then they're going to be introducing like verification for that through the app, because at the moment you have to go into Nottingham City to get it verified. We're also going to look at like a pay-as-you-go Robin Hood card for students, so that will be the student fare across the whole of the bus network in Nottingham, not just the current buses that it's on, and also that will be for the tram as well. Contactless payments are going to come in, so you won't have to worry about that 170 like finding it in change. So there's quite a few things that if you go onto my Facebook you'll be able to see the whole list, because there's quite a few.
Okay, brilliant. And do you feel like it's been a good enough outcome from the petition, what's been given? Do you feel like it's good enough? Do you feel like there could be more, there's still more to go? Or
I think it was about developing a relationship with NCT, so they did this without consulting us, and so in the future they've given a commitment to make sure that they involve us in that process, which I think is good. And obviously if students hadn't have signed the petition and showed that they cared about it, I don't think that that would have happened. So I think that it's a positive outcome. It's obviously, I would have wanted the fare to be reduced, but I'm realistic in that, you know, they do have increased costs because of fuel increases and stuff like that beyond our control. So I think it's been a positive outcome.
And do you think this is going to be good for the students? Have you had a positive reaction to this from students since releasing what's going to change, what's happening kind of thing?
Well, I've had a lot of people like it.
So well, that's always good. Yeah.
Like, yeah. No angry reacts, which is...
Okay, well, that's a positive.
Social media like.
And have you got any more future plans with yourself and the SU to work with Nottingham City Transport to try and improve this even further in the future?
Yeah, so hopefully we'll be getting some of the SU signposting within the buses. That was one of the commitments that we got. So obviously more students will see things about our welfare support, our advice service. So obviously if we can increase awareness of that so that people are aware of, if they do encounter any difficulties at university, what they can do to help themselves, then I think that that's a good thing. And of course, you know, being involved in the fare setting next year, that's a really big bonus for us.
Yeah, I just wanted to open it up to you guys as well. What are your thoughts as students, obviously, beforehand, what Jacob's now obviously done, like, how do you guys feel?
I personally think that it's an academic year pass, isn't it? But I think we're only actually at university for what? In total, we're like 7 months of the year, total, like minus holidays and stuff. So I think £259 is extortionate. Mm. I personally haven't got a bus pass because I was just like, well, I'll walk. It's only sort of half an hour. So I was like £259 on top of like a gym membership, which is £209. But it's like
it all adds up.
Almost £500 before you've even started your term. And I think that contactless, the fact that you can't use contactless is a massive thing. And I think, because there are days where it rains and you just want to, you know, who's got £1.70 lying in the bottom of the
bag? I think I'd almost prefer it to be rounded up to like £2, because then at least I'm going to have the exact change. I'm not.
£2,
yeah.
And if you give £2, do you get change?
No, they don't give you change.
That's what they've done.
Why don't they just take cards on the buses in Nottingham?
Well, I think.
Yeah. Debit cards.
Yeah. Is that something that in the future?
Yeah, so that's going to happen, line. The contactless. It was due to come in like a few months ago, but there's been a delay in it. So that'll be early next year.
Yeah.
But in terms of the upfront cost, I agree. And so one of the things that I did say to them is, can we work together to come up with like a monthly instalment system so that students don't have to pay that £259 upfront? Because obviously, as you say, with gym memberships and other things that people want, it is a lot of money. Mm. So that's something that hopefully we can work together on.
I just think it's a lot of money for... at the end of it, it's a 15-minute bus journey. Like, yeah. It's not sort of going... I get it kind of if it was from town to campus, but most students are just going to be going from Lenton to campus, which is just... I just walk, to be honest.
I saw that you said something about... Wait, would they... Because you said something about how it would also include other bus routes now.
Yeah.
So is that on the same bus pass?
So that's the Robin Hood student card. Okay, so that works across the whole... transport network in Nottingham, so the trams as well as the buses. So that will be a pay-as-you-go thing. There's already a student like monthly or yearly pass, but this would be if you wanted to kind of top it up and pay-as-you-go. So that would be the student fare across all of the buses that operate in Nottingham.
Yeah, and what are your guys' thoughts, Owen and Ingrid? How are you feeling about everything relating to the bus? Do you get the bus anywhere? I'm just very intrigued.
So I'm feeling a bit kind of isolated in this.
I don't really get the bus either. I cycle now.
So you two have been no help to this whatsoever. No, I'm joking.
We don't have any relevance.
But do you live in Lenton?
Yeah, but we both live quite far down. Far down, but we live in Lenton.
I mean, it's kind of a cheat for us to get the bus into uni, obviously.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's only when it's raining that I think it's...
Last year I used to get it all the time, because I got a bus in the end.
Yeah.
But I ended up getting it around, like, December, because obviously I was a second year and I thought I could... Like, I didn't realise...
Pay less, or... Yeah.
And then I realised it wasn't worth it, because I lived on Steely Road. I think it's really good. If any way you can help students, especially financially, it's always...
I think having contactless, being able to play with your contactless card on the bus would be a huge help.
That would be the one thing that would actually get me to get the bus.
Yeah.
That's the reason most of my friends don't sometimes. Like, they probably would do, like...
I think especially for those students that don't have bus passes, but, you know, you're on campus till 6 p.m. and it's absolutely pouring down and it's cold and you don't want to walk, but then it's like, oh, well, I haven't got £1.70 for the bus. So then with the contactless thing...
Exactly, and I had perfect. The other day, got home and all my notes, everything were completely soaked from the rain, so it's actually having an effect on my university degree. But it was true that when it's raining at 9 o'clock in the morning, like, and I haven't got a bus pass, I'm like, do I really want to go to uni today?
Meantime, you can use the NCT app, but as I said, like, it's very difficult to get the student rate on there, so you have to actually go into town to the travel centre and then they have to verify that you're a student, and so it's too complicated.
So I had this the other day when it was raining. I paid my £1.70 on the app, and then I haven't got it verified that I'm a student because I have to go into town to the office. So I paid my £1.70 already, and that's just pending until I then get confirmation that I'm a student. And I'm like, for God's sake, like, when am I actually going to find the time to go into town to make sure that they review my bus pass to make sure they know I'm a student? I'm like, paid my £1.70, just let me on the bus.
Just let me on the bus.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for that, Jacob. I said your name was James, but I got that wrong as well. We're going to have a song now called The Borders.
This is URN.